Hi, I'm Daryl Cagle, and this is a little extra Cagle cast that we're going to put together with our Israeli cartoonist friends discussing Steve Bell, the cartoonist for The Guardian in London. And Steve Bell was fired from his job for drawing this cartoon of Netanyahu. And we should explain the cartoon a little bit. Netanyahu is drawing with a knife Gaza on his belly, saying, "Residents of Gaza, get out now." But he is in the position of a very famous cartoon by David Levine depicting Lyndon Johnson showing Vietnam on his belly. And this was drawn after a very famous photo of Lyndon Johnson after an operation showing his scar on his belly. And so David Levine, the cartoonist for the New York Times Book Review at the time, drew Lyndon Johnson's scar as Vietnam. And that is the metaphor from Steve Bell, that Gaza is Israel's Vietnam. Now, Steve Bell was fired for this cartoon because his editors at The Guardian said that this was an anti-Semitic cartoon. And I argue it's not. And I would like to hear from the top Israeli editorial cartoonist what you think about Steve Bell getting fired for drawing this cartoon that his editors said was anti-Semitic. Steve Bell had an extra 6 months left on his contract with The Guardian. And The Guardian said that they will honor the contract by paying him for that 6 months, but they won't print any more of his cartoons during that time. I think that's pretty outrageous. So, gentlemen, discuss.
Well, I can say, as the chairman of the Israeli Cartoonist Society Association or whatever, and a big Steve Bell fan, that I sent out a letter from the Israeli Cartoonist Society that says that we oppose the firing of Steve Bell. And there's nothing anti-Semitic about this cartoon. There's nothing. I mean, I think the anti-Semitism here is just an excuse. There's nothing anti-Semitic about this cartoon. We don't find anything. I mean, an Israeli cartoonist could have done this cartoon as much as anybody else. And really, it's totally ridiculous. So the anti-Semitism issue here is completely, It's nothing. It doesn't exist. I think just an excuse that they made up. I can't believe that anybody was thinking about this cartoon that it's really anti-Semitic. It's a political cartoon, and I sent it to. I think that's one of the first documents I sent. I sent it to everybody in the world, including you, Darren. Mm-hmm. That's not the issue here. And the truth is that we have a lot of. A lot of newspapers are using this because the newspaper business is in such dire straits. It's not making any profit. They're just making up excuses to fire cartoonists because it's too difficult for them to handle. They don't understand the medium. It's too difficult. They can edit articles and stuff like that, but cartoons is too difficult. It's too dangerous. So they just, because they don't make that much money anymore, they say, let's just leave it. And I think it's very dangerous because the medium of cartoon is very, very important. I think for free speech, it's essential, and it's a disgrace for The Guardian. I think it's really a disgrace. Yes.
I should mention that Steve Bell is a very well-respected cartoonist profession. We are all big Steve Bell fans. Yep. And so among his colleagues, this hits us hard. And of course, you don't need a reason to fire a cartoonist. Cartoonists are getting laid off left and right just because newspapers are shrinking. If they wanted to lay him off, they could just lay him off. They don't need all of this anti-Semitism as a reason.
Yeah, I think that was a coward accusation, an easy accusation. And there's no connection with the reality of the cartoon. And if you look at it, if you look at it objectively, what it says in one sentence is that Israel, which is represented by Netanyahu, okay, is going to make a surgery on Gaza with boxing gloves, and it's going to be not nice. This is all what it said. No anti-Semitism, no Jewish symbol, and this accusation is an accusation of weak people who are afraid to take responsibility on the cartoons that they published in their own newspaper. And this is what I think we have all condemned in Israel. I mean, our association, led by Uri Fink. He wrote a wonderful letter, and we all stand behind him.
I should probably mention, since we hadn't discussed the boxing gloves much and just discussed the allegory to the David Levine cartoon, the boxing gloves imply pugilism and fighting, and they also imply clumsiness, which I think are both apt things to imply here. And of course, that's an addition to what he was doing from the David Levine cartoon. Mm-hmm. And note, of course, that he wrote after David Levine on Netanyahu's belly there, so that there's no misunderstanding about what's going on and that this is an allegory to Vietnam. This was a very well-known photograph that certainly all editorial cartoonists know. And for guys our age, we all remember. And of course, this guy's our age that are the readers of newspapers now. So it's an effective metaphor for its audience.
Mm-hmm. I think that firing a professional cartoonist who has been working for decades with a newspaper, a leading cartoonist, because of one of his cartoons, this is a scandal. This is simply a scandal. And it reminds me what happened in New York Times with the cartoon of Antonio.
Yes.
And I think this is a lack of courage of the editors. If you publish a cartoon and you know that this cartoon will be published in your newspaper, even if you get protests on social nets and everywhere else, you need to support your cartoonist. You need to take responsibility for the cartoons that you are publishing. And if this contract does not exist anymore between a cartoonist and an editor of a newspaper, the situation is very bad. So I think.
All right, Moshik, you have any words on this?
Yes, like except the cartooning issue, I think that for me and I guess for all of us, for Uli and Michelle, for me as a Jew, it's even more outrageous because. When you are saying that something is anti-Semitic and it's not, then you're hurting the fight against anti-Semitism, because now just hurts the fight against anti-Semitism, you see? Because now the definition for anti-Semitism is so wide that it doesn't exist, according to The Guardian, of course. And it's double outrageous. As a cartoonist and as a Jewish person, that they are using the anti-Semitism issue as a thing to fire.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought it was a good idea, given the accusation in firing Steve Bell and how important this is to our profession and how much we all respect Steve Bell, to have the three top Israeli editorial cartoonists come in here and share their thoughts on this. And thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.